This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, June 2nd, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I am coming to you from the road with my family. We are going to have Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, InfoWars.com reporter, joining us during the next 45 minutes or so with one of our other reporters, Leanne McAdoo of InfoWars Nightly News. We've got a lot of geopolitical news, a lot of Obama scandal news, more resignation news reportedly coming, a lot of other situations boiling around the world. But this Bo Bergdahl Army story, last week we see it come out that Obama has intentionally blown the cover of a CIA asset. And we'll be breaking down all the names and details with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs coming up in the next segment. We see the report that he blows the cover of the CIA asset and is in hot water for that. And before we find out why this is all going on, Bo Bergdahl, who told members of his Army team, I'm going to go AWOL, which is clearly a cover, could be a cover, for him to then artificially defect to the Taliban to, quote, then infiltrate that group. And we know both groups, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, there's two or three different groups of Taliban, different sub-factions of Al-Qaeda, different sub-factions in the CIA, different sub-factions in the Army. This is what countries and intelligence agencies do. The whole thing stinks really bad. Then you've got a Twitter that appears to be his dad's, operating for years, that came out, and we'll put that tweet on screen. We have a Twitter account where his father is talking about there'll be great vengeance, there'll be great payback for every Afghan child that's been killed. And then his dad gets up on television and starts speaking in Farsi. Immediately when this started breaking Friday through Saturday, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs was calling myself and others saying, look, this just doesn't hold water. I'd heard about this guy, you know, he said years ago from people that were in his unit saying that something was, you know, going on with him. And for those that don't know what sheet dipping is, you will stage your death or you'll get out of the military or they'll claim you failed at special forces training like Ed Snowden or Timothy McVeigh. And then you're put into clandestine operations, which is confirmed now with McVeigh and Snowden. That's not speculation. So when you see this MO, we ought to get Steve Pachinik to pop in for 10 minutes today or tomorrow on this. I was just thinking, he's saying that the Snowden situation is a double agent operation, and then now Snowden comes out and says, I was trained as a spy of the CIA and by others. So we have that report as well. So, again, it becomes a larger diversion and a distraction and just a PR stunt by Obama to say, look, I'm bringing our boys home by releasing a whole bunch of top Taliban people out of Gitmo. So I'm not saying that it is a conspiracy yet, but it's definitely pointing in that direction. And we should never forget that this is the same administration that hands down, staged the release of the death of bin Laden. This is the administration that lied and said the Navy witnessed him being thrown overboard. Turns out that's not true. And faked the situation from photos and said they were watching live video feeds that didn't happen. I've interviewed the Navy SEALs' families on air. They even know the name of the bin Laden lookalike double agent. And I don't have to go back into that whole story of why that was fake to cover up the whole birth certificate story. But this has all the earmarks of a stunt. We're going to dissect it coming up in the aftermath of Bilderberg 20. 14 that was really important, and just a ton of other vital news today. Stay with us. We have some huge guests coming up this week as well. It's a big week. Stay with us.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
So much of what we see on the news concerning the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, MI6, different intelligence agencies, doesn't even have to do with the public. It is different agencies that are basically fighting with each other. So many times, it turns out that that's really what's going on. And earlier last week, we had the Washington Times break the story that was then picked up by the other media. Obama insists on protecting intel sources days after blowing CIA agents cover the head agent in Kabul in Afghanistan. 3 days after the White House inadvertently blew the cover, yeah, right, of the CIA's top officer in Kabul, President Obama on Wednesday said his administration is committed to effective intelligence gathering and protecting sources and methods abroad. And again, not that this story in and of itself is that important unless you use it to learn how things really work. And a first approximation of this, looking at it this weekend, the Bo Bergdahl Army story, who's been in captivity for almost 5 years, supposedly, looks like an infiltration operation where you purposefully claim you've defected to the Taliban, And then they don't trust you. They grab you, and then you're a quasi-prisoner. And then you act like you've got Stockholm Syndrome, and that you basically join them. And then you have the dad with his Twitter, reportedly, and it looks like it's his real Twitter. It's not verified, but it's been operating for years, saying, people will pay for the death of Afghan children, and growing a big beard, and all the rest of it. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. The fact that Obama has him and his wife out there, they wouldn't trot some soldier's dad and mom out unless they absolutely knew who they were and trusted them. This is the same Obama ran the whole fake bin Laden death deal that's been proven to be a fraud, hands down, up one side and down the other. We should probably on the nightly news tonight, and then I'll air it tomorrow, recap the lies of the bin Laden raid with the fact that they court-martialed a record number of people on the aircraft carrier. They said they never saw it. The Navy SEALs, that have, families who've been on the show, two different families, saying, no, we know the name of the bin Laden double lookalike who was killed at the compound, a CIA asset they set up. Turned out the CIA was running in that whole area, the fake inoculation program. That was their cover. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is ridiculous. You send Navy SEALs in to literally kill your own double asset bin Laden lookalike. And then you blow up their helicopter on the ground trying to get rid of them, the experimental helicopter. Then you bury the fake body on the ship, but there is no body. No one sees it. You put fake photos out claiming their Pentagon leaked, fake situation room photos, fake video feeds that weren't real. Dr. Steve Pachinik, who is about the most high-level spy we've ever had on. I mean, he co-wrote the books with Tom Clancy. He obviously ran the Camp David Accords, helped found Delta Force with General Boykin, has run all sorts of clandestine operations, snuck into North Korea last year for us, because he knows the North Koreans, basically got in and then admitted he was there. He said that was totally staged on my show in 2002, before it came out on CBS News, that bin Laden had been treated at a U.S. military hospital in Dubai. He said that before it was in the news. And after he broke that on our show, also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, high level at the time until he resigned, he then came out and basically predicted even more. And he said this was staged then, that his body was on ice, that they would stage his death later, maybe even in a new administration. And then it all came true like he said. So that said, until about 45 after, we're joined by Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, a combat veteran, of course, been written about in Esquire magazine for some of the big battles he was in that were covered by the late Michael Hastings, who I believe was probably a agency asset. We don't know which agency, but he had the whole cutout of that inside interagency battles, probably killed with a car bomb to cover that up. Told friends and family he was running for his life minutes before his car blew up. And the FBI was investigating him, said they weren't. So, again, Michael Hastings, friend, combat veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq, just immediately said things didn't fit Friday and Saturday. And I said, hold off, stand down. I don't want to be the first out front on this. I believe you. It is coming on the heels of this head CIA asset having their cover blown. That probably meant that this other guy's got cover blown. And so they said, okay, we've got to now stage you coming back. And I've seen this before where they will have a, quote, Al-Qaeda operative, and their cover gets blown as really CIA or Defense Intelligence, and then they'll quietly release them and change their name. So this has been done over and over again. Now, I'm not saying Bo Bergdahl is a CIA asset or is a defense intelligence asset, and this is all staged. I'm saying all the pieces and the timing of this points at that. Now, sometimes things point at something, and that's not what it is. But a bunch of red flashing arrows, you know, like it's a late night diner, are pointing into this thing, and we're just analyzing it. We don't claim we have all the answers, but we have a great pool of experts from, you know, staff sergeants, who knew some of the people, talked to folks involved in the unit. He said that to me Saturday, and I said, well, I haven't seen that yet. And then Sunday, it was in CNN, and we'll put that article on screen, that his people in his unit are saying something was weird, looked staged to us, walked off into the desert. This is pretty crazy. And again, that would be the cover for him actually defecting or going AWOL and then getting captured. So we'll get Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs on this. Leanne McAdoo has been following this since she was following the CIA asset section leader in that area, having his cover blown. And again, when they claim this is done by accident, give me a break. When Bush did this, it was a huge deal and should be. Why is it now happening? Because there's interagency fighting going on, bare minimum. And it's not a good trade either. Four Taliban commanders, or is it five, for some army soldier. They wouldn't normally do this. Why are they doing it now? This will encourage the grabbing of more soldiers. And again, he this may not be clandestine, maybe a great guy. I'm not even saying that I believe that's happening. I'm saying things point towards that. We'd be crazy if we didn't bring it up. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, what's your take on this?
Well, Saturday, just like a lot of people, I woke up to the news that Bo Bergdahl was finally coming home. And I was sitting there thinking, just like most people, that gut reaction, wow, this is great. But as I started really going back and looking at a lot of the stuff that was going on, I saw my buddy Jason Leopold out of L.A. He said that he's known about Bergdahl coming back since last Saturday. He is on the White House email list. And the first email came out saying, Bo Bergdahl's coming back. And then he said he got another email that, you know, a person, you know, unknown was coming back. So for some reason, the White House went from saying him to then not saying his name again. So I found that interesting. But if you want, pull up that video of Bo's father talking to the president Saturday morning.
Missed you in all the aspects of your recovery to full health.
But most of all, I'm proud of how much you wanted to help the Afghan people. And what you were willing to do to go to that length.
Father did an interview yesterday on CNN, and what he was talking about, and I just found it chilling. The whole interview, he's very calm and collective, but as soon as he talks about what his son's doing for Afghanistan, you see that vein pop up out of his head, and you see him get real teary-eyed and choked up. And I found that to be just very, you know, unusual. You know, a lot of the people were saying that his son, even before deployment, talked about, he said, hey, if this deployment is bogus, I will walk off the base and into the mountains of Pakistan.
You told me that, Chef. You have that article up on InfoWars.com.
When I got to Bob Bergdahl's account, the Twitter account, I saw that tweet, and I saw it right before it got deleted. He says, I'm still working to free all Guantanamo prisoners. God will repay for the death of every Afghan child. Amen. Well, Bo's father is supposed to be a devout Christian, so the fact that he misspells amen, I found that to be a little weird too as well. But immediately, they took that tweet down, and I find that, you know, that in itself right there is a little shady, too. You know, yesterday, with that press release from his father, when he goes and talks about that, it just sent chills down my back. You know, now we know Obama released five Gitmo detainees for Bo's release. You know, what does that mean? Well, the president's message to the Taliban and other enemies out there is America will pay any price to get someone out. I mean, these are bad things for our enemies to know that five Gitmo detainees are equivalent to one American. Now, what if the Taliban kidnap someone tomorrow? You know, if that's a civilian, are we going to just forget about them because they're military? No. You know, we're going to go after them. And when you put the price of an American, you know, put the price on an American head like Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, you put prices on everyone's head. Now it's unsafe for all Americans all over the world now to be out.
Sure. Let me ask you this question, though, separately. On the heels of the CIA assets cover being blown, we now learn weeks before. I mean, that to me is a big connection to suddenly this guy's being sent back. What does this sound like to you? I mean, what's your gut tell you is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, when I had time to sit down and think about this, you know, they're talking about how they blew a CIA operative's cover, and all of a sudden, Bo Bergdahl needed to be pulled out, you know, of being captive because he was in danger. But he wasn't in danger for the entire 5 years he was held captive? I mean, that doesn't make sense. The Haqqani Network is one of the most vile, evil terrorist networks out there. They're called the Sopranos of Afghanistan. You know, these guys chop people's heads off, and he was fine for those 5 years, but now he's in danger? I don't get that.
Well, let's come back and continue to break this down and what this means for Obama with all the different resignations in his administration and the rest of it. Straight ahead with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. I'm Alex Jones. It's June 2nd on this Monday edition. Stay with us.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners. Visit freecovertknife.com to see this covert knife in action and to claim yours free. It's the same knife you've seen in airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. Go to freecovertknife.com. Go now.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, thank you for joining us for this Monday Worldwide June 2nd, 2014 Global Transmission. I am Alex Jones reporting from on the road, and I will be reporting for the next few days from the road. But the great part about the InfoWars operation is we have the amazing team of the writers, the researchers, the investigative journalists, the reporters, everyone working together with that great team behind the scenes technically as well. Chris Jordan, John Bound, Nico, everyone. I mean, there's a lot of folks I just don't have time to thank, but they are certainly all amazing in there doing a super job. Now, going back to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who has friends from the Army who knew this guy, and they've turned him into this cause celeb. And you know what? He might have, you know, gone off in the desert and got grabbed by these guys. We need to go back to the original story of Bo Bergdahl. What do we know about that? I mean, how did he get supposedly captured by the Taliban? And why are his comrades saying that he was more of a deserter? That's the headline in CNN than this Taliban victim. What's really going on here? And why does his dad get all choked up when he talks about the Afghan people? I mean, that just sounds like a psyop to me.
Well, he was in a infantry unit out of Alaska, and when he joined the Army, a lot of the guys didn't like him because they said he didn't interact with people. He read books all the time, stayed to himself, practiced meditation. He would do curls with his saw. You know, he was just very dedicated to his cause at the time. And now we have two stories, and the first story is. You know, he had walked off the base and was then AWOL. Another story is that he was on a foot patrol and fell behind, and he actually fell behind to use the bathroom. He had, you know, sat down and to use the bathroom, and a Taliban guy grabbed him and, you know, took him. And you can, if you read the Hastings article, it talks about he's got some of the chatter in there on the Taliban. They were laughing, saying, oh, we've got an American. Let's make a video. Let's get it out to everyone and let them know that we have somebody. So there's two different stories, but I find it believable that he did walk off the base and desert. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, that's what his buddies are saying, and they could be wrong. It's just that, again, he didn't fit in with everybody, and just what you described there, it sounds more like an intelligence agency operative's MO than a soldier's MO. What do you think?
Well, the funny thing of those is about his father. He is a U.S. Postal Service worker and had been for 20-something years. The fact that he speaks Pashtun in a very perfect dialect, I don't know many people in Idaho who probably speak Pashtun, but I think it's kind of odd that this man speaks it to the T. I mean, just the way he sounded, the way he said everything was spot on from what I heard when I was in Afghanistan. So I think there's a little something behind him.
What was Bergdahl's special mission to help the Afghan people? I mean, what does that mean?
Well, from a lot of the emails that he was sending home, he said that, you know, he was ashamed to be an American because of what he saw going on over there. And that he felt like he needed to help the Afghan people and get out there. So I'm thinking
And then he's the one that gets captured. He's the one that gets captured.
Yeah,
sounds like a perfect person to infiltrate their network. I mean, maybe he is a hero, like his dad says. If he had the courage to get picked up on purpose to go into captivity, I mean, maybe the guy is a hero. We're just not getting it. But then the question is, why is Obama now revealing it? It's because his cover got blown by this section chief.
Well, it's weird is when his dad talks yesterday, he goes, I'm proud of how much you wanted to help Afghan people, that you were willing to go to the length that you did to help them out. So is he confirming that his son did, in fact, walk off the base and go AWOL? That's what I find to be just a little everyone's stories right now. When you start putting all these pieces together, you know, look at him right now. He's smiling, looking at the president. I just think there's something other than this whole happy, welcoming home story going on.
I was about to say, most families, they're not going to get them anywhere near Obama. The Navy SEAL families, you name it. I mean, they act like they know each other. I mean, this whole thing, you know, the father needs to answer these questions because he's done some stuff that's unusual. You do unusual stuff under stress, but, I mean, you know, I thought he was like a hillbilly with the beard and all that until he started speaking Pashtun. I tell you, Biggs, I want to find out from your other Army buddies what they think about this. I know you've already been talking to some of them. And when we come back, let's talk about that with Leanne McAdoo. And let's also open the phones up for active duty or former Army that know anything, specifically 800-259-9231. Do you know anything, or what's your gut tell you? 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is Real Talk Radio, real issues, not mindless fluff. This is the Thinking Person's Radio. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is just a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows I don't like the military-industrial complex. I don't like what the CIA did in 47, taking over our government, making it secret. But at the same time, there are people like Tosh Plumlee, famous CIA contractor, who's a patriot and continues to expose bad stuff. I've had family that worked in the Army and CIA and places who were great patriots and who loved liberty. But it's the top-down system that is so incredibly corrupt. And when you've studied this for 20 years like I have or longer, you learn to recognize when a story doesn't wash. And by the way, I'm not the only one. Our listeners, Saturday and Sunday, when we had just little articles posted on InfoWars.com with the mainstream story, and just little blurbs from AP and CNN and places. People are like, how dare you post this saying this is real? This is pure bull. And, you know, Jones, I'm getting sick of you toeing the establishment line. And by the way, that shooting 2 weeks ago in California was fake. Listen, I know they stage stuff. I know a lot of stuff's fake. Sometimes things aren't fake. And I just don't say something's fake out of the gates. The Bin Laden thing takes 2 hours to cover. We've done it. The videos have, you know, 3-4 million views a piece on YouTube alone of my radio show and TV show breaking down why the Bin Laden thing was fake. This looks like it's fake, but we don't know how it's fake, is my view. We're not getting one-tenth the story. This is propaganda for Obama. It's blowing up in his face, showing that they tried to spin something that was already bad. You can tell when they really stage something. They're all lined up. They're all ready. It's a unified message, like Sandy Hook or the Bin Laden supposed raid killing. But in the case of other events, when it's all over the map and a train wreck, it's them trying to use a crisis and not let it go to waste, as the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, now Chicago mob boss, said. Now, before I go any further, we're going to go back to Biggs, play some White House clips, get Leanne McAdoo's take on this, and take your calls. And I'll let Biggs go off the screen and announce who those callers are once we're ready to go to those calls at about 45 after or so. Because, again, he's in the main chair running the show in the first hour. We have another guest coming up in the second and third hour, John Rappaport, who I like to have on routinely. He was on for 15 minutes with us Sunday. He'll be riding a shotgun with us, covering a host of news as well today. We'll probably rope in some of the other reporters today and play some of their special reports as well. But please don't forget this entire media operation is truly organic, truly liberty-based, truth-based. Our bias is telling the truth. Our bias is being honorable. Our bias is chivalry. Our bias is trying to bring back freedom and what made America great. Our bias is being good guys. Our bias is not being cowards. And we fund this operation bringing you the very best products out there. The ProPure G2 filters that cut out all the glyphosate, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, all of it. Annihilates the competition side by side. Or I'd be selling the competition. We sell more than 12 different companies, non-GMO, heirloom, super high-quality seeds at the lowest price available anywhere at the InfoWars Store Seed Center, InfoWarsStore.com. If there were five great gravity-fed filter companies out there that we hadn't tried to work with over the years and had issues with, in customer service, you name it, we would be selling it all. So it's not some differentiation of my filter I sell is the best and everybody else is terrible. I would be selling all of them. That's how I do things, okay? I would sell everything good I could get my hands on. We sell like four different companies of shortwave radios, from super expensive down to very inexpensive, but not, you know, not junky. That's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. When it comes to supplements, we've got the great longevity supplements at InfoWarsHealth.com, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you name it. But we wanted to develop truly original things like the proprietary Nason iodine that we quietly believe probably is the only real Nason iodine out there, truly. We've got tests that we're going to be showing people, both lay tests and scientific, very soon. Also, expanding on that, we have the Super Male Vitality that's so popular. You've heard the rave reviews. The Super Feminine Vitality just came out. We got a limited couple thousand bottles. They have effectively sold out as of today, but the laboratory knew we would want more without us asking and ran about 1,000 more. Those are being labeled now, so we're not going to take it down and say back order right now, where you can't even get it. We are saying you better get the Super Feminine Vitality right now if you want it. It's that popular. So when that 1,000's gone, it'll take a few weeks to get more. The X2, we had a lot of it made. Multi-years in the development and testing that Dr. Group was putting together. And we have the regular Super Nason Iodine Survival Shield is proprietary. That's excellent. I believe it's great for kids. Check with your physician. It's not as strong. It's excellent. I had to build up, even with it, I had a toxic detox response that Group predicted 2 weeks. He said 2 weeks to a month in, and then it was amazing after. My skin cleared up. Just, I never really had bad skin, but all this stuff came out. I lost a bunch of weight, more energy. It came at a perfect time in my life. Well, he said, look, he told me a year ago, he goes, don't come out with this. I'll make something even better. I go, no, you take forever. I want to put this out. It's great. He goes, okay. Then he came out with the new X2 for us, proprietary with us. And it's bright red. It's not black or dark brown like the other iodines that you still need, obviously, but aren't as good from our research. And then you had the other more palatable but weaker. It was stronger than other iodines of the similar type, but weaker compared to some of the, you know, Lugol's type stuff. This new X2 is bright red, and it turns bright blue-purple on paper, like five times darker than our other Survival Shield. And we're still selling both. We've discounted the original Survival Shield an additional $5, and the new Survival Shield is the same price as the old Survival Shield. So X2, and then, of course, we have the original X1. And I don't really see us coming out with any other X's after this. It's just that it's funding the operation. At current sales rates, it'll be sold out by the end of the week, and then it may be as much as 2 months till we get more of it. We believe it'll be sooner, but again, these purple crystals that nobody else has, the other stuff's out of seaweed. I'm not knocking that. This is from a mine, purple crystals that eat through the floor like in the movie Alien when they're not in this gas form put into the tincture. That's why it goes right in the blood. That's why it's so different. Literally, real iodine is amazing. And that's why it detoxes it, why it goes through the body. It's why they put stuff that blocks it in the water, because it's incredible. I mean, I just try it for yourself. It's funding the operation. We appreciate all your support. But that's how we're able to bring you this information, is with revolutionary products like X2 and Super Feminine Vitality and Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, until about 5 after, we'll have Leanne McAdoo and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs with us. I know the calls are coming in from active duty or former military to give us your take on the situation. We'll have Biggs start going to those calls at about 47 after or so at that segment, the next segment, and then that little segment at the start of the next hour. But let's go back to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. Again, looking at the Bo Bergdahl announcement, Obama, the CIA section chief's cover blown. We're just trying to find out exactly what's going on here, but the story doesn't add up, and his own members of his unit are saying that. Staff Sergeant Biggs, you've got a clip you want to play.
Yeah, I wanted everyone to see that that clip from his parents talking to the president of the White House on Saturday. I just want to see what everyone thinks about how he reacts and how he's talking to the president, and listen to his dialect, how he's speaking Pashtun, and how it's so, you know, perfect and just on point.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Zayabayem. I'm your father, Bo. The people of Afghanistan, the same. Khalifa Al Thani.
I mean, what is he? He's bringing up that the Afghanistan again. I mean, he is.
It sounds like his son's been trained as super deep cover for this mission all along to penetrate their network.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think he was in. He had to have been in contact with the Haqqani network as well, to keep up his dialect and to be able to keep speaking that way. I mean, he had to be doing some negotiations for a long time himself.
I don't know what you know, and of course, 5 years your son gone, you would learn how to do this stuff. But I mean, you told me it's one of the hardest languages to understand or speak correctly.
Yeah, I mean, when I was over there, I had to use Rosetta Stone, and when you're in the Army, they give you a free copy of that. You're able to go on and learn languages like that. So when I was over there, I was able to pick it up for a little bit of time, you know, learn how to write a little bit as well. But once you get back and you don't have anybody to talk to, that goes away really fast. I mean, I don't know who he's talking to in Idaho to be able to keep that up at all. But also, I want to go to...
Absolutely. I mean, to copy a Texas accent properly, you need to live here years and years and years. It's the same deal. I mean, how does he in Idaho speak with a... You're saying that Pashtun accent sounds dead on or close?
Yeah, it's very close. I mean, it's not easy. I mean, I've heard a lot of Americans who are interpreters who learn the language, and they don't come off as comfortable and as well-versed as he does in that, you know, in that interview with the president.
And he's doing it with the president on national television.
Yeah, smiling, patting each other on the back, you know, having a good old time.
Do we have any callers yet on the board there, Staff Sergeant?
Yes, I see.
Okay, well, we'll just be ready to go to those after we get Leanne's take on this. Leanne McAdoo, what is your take on this? I know you've been researching this the last few days, and you have your perspective on it.
Well, it's all kind of throwing me off. I was celebrating my little brother's graduation when they announced this on Saturday, so I really didn't know who they were even speaking about. I just saw, you know, the line there, POW had been released. And So I was just kind of watching it, you know, watching Obama, you know, and his demeanor, and just looking at it thinking, wow, this his dad, you know, that's just someone you don't really ever see, this big bearded guy. And here I'm thinking he's probably, you know, just some farmer or something, like, or some big bearded patriot dude just, you know, out there with Obama. And then he gets up and you can really see in his demeanor the way that he was even interacting with Obama. And Obama says, I want the father to speak, and then if the mother has anything to add, you know, we'll let that happen. And they didn't even listen to him. She spoke, and then he went up and spoke. And you could see Obama's face, the way that he reacts to Bo Bergdahl's father speaking in Pashtun. Like, he wasn't expecting that to happen. And then he addresses the Afghan people directly. And that's what, you know, the son was there that he was so disappointed about, because he thought he was going to help the people of Afghanistan. And then he gets there and finds out that's not the case at all. So did his father at some point become a sympathizer with him as well? Or, I mean, clearly, like, he's got the
beard. Well, that is Stockholm syndrome. I mean, this could just be Stockholm syndrome, that more and more people, and Americans are primed for this now, that when they're under an oppressor, they tend to start worshiping the oppressor. And that explains the worship of our big, fat, out-of-control, evil government. That could be it, too. It could be he's deep cover to infiltrate the group.
Well, that was my first instinct. That was my first instinct.
That's what you told me Saturday.
Well, because I didn't know who they were speaking about. And then I just see him, the man come out and speak Pashtun and say, thank you so much for everyone that's helped. And then I was like, man, that guy is deep cover. That's deep cover right there, that they're getting his kid out now, who had gone to, you know, such lengths to assimilate into this network. And then his father as well. I mean, that's, to me, that's my first instinct.
Well, show that Breitbart article real quick, if you don't mind. And it's titled, Did the Obama White House Trade Five Terrorists for Taliban Sympathizer? And it says, in 2010, the Taliban claimed that Sergeant Bo Bergdahl had converted to Islam and had taught them bomb-making techniques. Bergdahl had also changed his name to Abdullah. You know, this is very comparable to the tale of Sergeant Brody and the Homeland Show on Showtime.
That's what, I'm glad you said that. I was thinking about that last night and forgotten. That's what the angle we need to look at here, because I'm telling you, they have this narrative on all these shows like Homeland and cartoons and everywhere, mm-hmm. that the vets are going to be the terrorists, that the vets have all turned to Taliban, they've all turned to Al-Qaeda, they're all going to attack you, which is ridiculous. So they have to manufacture it then in this narrative to make the troops and the Tea Party the new Al-Qaeda. I've been writing articles for 6 years about how they were going to claim white Al-Qaeda and claim this narrative, because we got some of their internal documents that we published, obviously. And then here we are, you know, saying why we don't trust it. That's because our subconscious has all this data we've already covered in thousands of shows, and now it's bubbling out. That's the angle right there, Biggs. You just hit it.
Right, exactly. Well, we were speaking, you know, on Saturday, just watching this, and Biggs is like, well, the real story is the fact that we traded these five terrorists for this one soldier that's going to set an awful precedent. But less than 24 hours, you know, usually the media would just say, well, Obama says this guy's a hero, case closed, let's move on. Less than 24 hours later, they are already, all these articles with all this backstory saying, rescue this guy who had defected anyway? And so they were immediately going with this different story. And so I was talking to Biggs, like, you know, we've got the photos that surfaced of the first white suicide bomber, and how this was Foreign Policy, I believe, who's saying that the big fear is that Americans teaming up with Al-Qaeda affiliated groups will return to the U.S. to conduct terrorist attacks. And so now they're kind of pulling in this whole story.
Well, I was talking to my buddy yesterday, Jason Leopold, and the FBI likes to call him the FOIA terrorist. And, you know, I wanted to throw a few of these things by him as well. And one of the things he had mentioned was, he's like, remember that email you got from Hastings? And he said that the FBI was coming after him and looking for him. And I go, yeah. He's like, I think this is what it was about, because if you remember, Hastings' last article was America's Last Prisoner of War, and it was about Bo Bergdahl at the time. And
wait, it's all coming together.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten you'd said that. You need to get your buddy on the show. Can you do that?
Possibly. I'll give him a call again today and see what he can do.
Well, let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah. But
Wait a minute. I forgot. Hastings did an article about this. You were just mentioning it. Oh, my gosh. This really, oh, my gosh. So what does your buddy think?
I mean, we all think this is connected now, you know, with the death and all that as well. He honestly thinks that the FBI was after him because of this, you know, and shortly after his death, he says, you know, the FBI released a statement saying we have nothing to do with this. But after many FOIA attempts and all that, it's come to light that the FBI was looking into him because of his interest in Bo Bergdahl. And they found it very disturbing, and they called that controversial journalism.
That's right. And you talked about this months ago on the show. So here we are talking about Bo Bergdahl and this months ago in association with Hastings' death. And we know the FBI visited his house, or we know the Fed showed up. We know his wife, who you went to the funeral, who you knew, said that you know, she was mad and upset. Then she goes on CNN with Piers Morgan and says, everything's wonderful, like a Stepford wife. I mean, this is really starting to smell.
It's coming full circle.
And she was the head assistant to the National Security Council. I mean, that's the top of the pyramid. That's the top of the black box government. I mean, that's who runs Homeland Security. That's who runs the dictatorship. That's it.
I mean, this whole story stinks. I don't believe a lick of it. It's another...
Well, it's like you said Hastings would be in, like, bombs and missiles blowing up in huge battles with you, and he was just totally relaxed and smiling. You never saw other journalists that acted like that. And, you know, you've said on record you think Hastings was some type of operative.
I mean, he was down in there. I mean, and another thing, though, as well, though, is he thought... that, you know, for a while he thought his wife was almost kind of sent there as a mole to
well, of course,
spy
of course,
him.
Spies are going to have spies on each other. I mean, this is just out of control. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with your phone calls directly, straight ahead. We're going to go right to your calls to give your take on this in two segments. Then we've got another guest coming up and a bunch of other news. But Infowars.com and our team is hot on the trail of finding out the truth. It doesn't add up what Obama is telling us. I know that's hard to believe. He would never lie.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing your health and protecting your privacy and data. BlockItPocket.com. Use your phone safely and minimize radiation. Find out how at BlockItPocket.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
This is Michael Steger, candidate for Congress in San Francisco. There's a vote this Tuesday. If you want to send a message to both political parties and their Wall Street backers, here's your chance. It's time we impeach Obama. He's like Dick Cheney, but worse. Torture, spying, wars, bailouts. He's a disaster. He went straight to Wall Street and never turned back. Next, pass Glass-Steagall just like Franklin Roosevelt and shut down Wall Street. It's time to put some bankers in jail. Then, go back to the policies of John Kennedy, reignite our space program and fusion research, and initiate big projects like water development to end the drought. You want a future? You want a nation you can be proud of? Then it's time to stop complaining and get out and vote. Tuesday, June 3rd. It's not about you. It's about the future. And now is the time to fight. This is Michael Steger, and I have approved this message.
This message has been paid for by the Michael Steger for Congress campaign.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Monday, June 2nd, 2014. We've got a call from Afghanistan whose line keeps dropping, probably a sat phone. Mark in Afghanistan, Army contractor. What is your take on this? Then Chris, Joe, Sean, Billy, and others. You're on the air. Thanks for calling. What is your take on this story?
Well, I was talking about this thing with a couple of my friends today, and one of the guys actually went to that base that the guy left from. And the guy, when he was there, the guys that were there, the troops that were there were telling him about how the guy walked up, laid his gear down at the gate, and walked out. So you were wondering about whether this story is actual or not. Yeah, yeah. The guy walked up, laid his gear down, and walked away. He told him, "I'm going home." And then the first sergeant there came up to the guy and said, "Why did you let him leave?" And they were like, "Well, he's a grown man. What are we going to do, shoot him?" You know, so, yeah, the story where, the story showed that he walked up and walked out.
Wow. Any other tidbits or any other questions you'd like to ask this fellow, Biggs?
No, not at all.
Thank well, you. I mean, that's what they're saying, yeah. People in the unit are saying on CNN. So this is blowing up in Obama's face. Caller, Mark in Afghanistan, what does your gut tell you is going on? Did your buddies that were at this base, did they have any idea what was really going on more than just saying that it looked like he went AWOL?
No. It just, this guy just out the way that he's done out here. You know, you have one guy that flipped out and went, then you shot a bunch of people up. You have this guy that walked away. You have people out here capping themselves. I've heard soldiers talking about other soldiers capping themselves, you know, and they're kind of like, well, why? You know, I mean, for people that have been out, I mean, I've been out doing jobs. I'm an employee of the military industrial complex, if you will. And I've been out where base has been attacked, you know, and it's, I don't know. I just didn't get rattled like some people do, I guess, but some people can't handle it. But why they do what they do, I don't know. Nobody really.
Mark, very, very interesting information. Thank you so much. Joe in Connecticut, Army vet. What's your take on this?
Hi, Alex. You know, one of the first things that I wondered, because I mean, I've been following this story since the beginning when he did walk away from the base and soldier flipped out and went crazy, was I was wondering how he got off, but he wasn't captured by the Taliban. Sergeant Biggs touched on this. Like, the Taliban wouldn't keep him alive for 5 years. Unless he assimilated into them. They would look at him as the infidel, less than nothing, and immediately dispatch him. I mean, they wouldn't keep him alive for 5 years, but I find the timing of it so funny because it just totally takes the heat off the VA scandal and everything else. Like,
bingo, it totally changes the subject off the VA. Oh, man, I tell you, these callers really are putting the pieces together.
I mean, one of the things, though, too, when I was in Iraq, I remember watching the video of one of the soldiers having his head sawed off. I mean, that is a chilling image that will never leave my mind. And the last thing I would ever do was walk off of a base because I know in the back of my head that I could get my head chopped off. I know if I fell behind in a ruck march, I could get my head chopped off. You know,
well, my cousin was telling me about how
off of a base is because you know you have nothing to fear. That's another scary thing is he walked off the base and didn't even think, all right, I'm going to get my head chopped off. The Haqqani Network is known as the Sopranos of Afghanistan. I mean, these are bad guys. They run.
Well, I was about to say, my cousin was given backup to these medevac helicopters, where there are all these burned kids on a road. And when they got there, they burned their own kids up, and then they came out with bombs to try to blow them up. But they'd already figured it out, and they landed their helicopters further away. But, I mean, that's the total brainwashing we're talking about here. Amazing. Thank you, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. Thank you, Joe in Connecticut. Yeah, this diverts off. I guess it's a new Malaysian plane story from the VA scandal that was absolutely exposing them. Chris, Sean, and Billy, your calls are coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs.
after consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.